Hello, diamond beauties and interdimensional beings of light. It's Lisa here, your mystic guide, inviting you to come and take a ride with me as we journey through space and time. Our mission is to create conscious content for 1111D, sharing resources of light for the new reality. Welcome to the Buddhist Biohacker.
Buddhist Biohacker would like to thank our partners Block Therapy, Purity Coffee, Dry Farm Wines, Omnia, and 2-1 Photography. Information can be found on lisamgunshore.com. Join our forum at miwi.com/Buddhist Biohacker and watch live on YouTube on the Buddhist Biohacker channel.
All right, good afternoon and happy lunch hour for those that are over here in the Midwest, and happy afternoon if you're on the East Coast, and happy evening if you're across the pond. So welcome everybody. This is Tarot Tuesdays. It's our very first segment of Tarot Tuesdays. I'm so excited about this. It's live tarot readings for an hour, and we are here with Marlena Leonard. So welcome.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm so excited to be back. Oh gosh,
me too. I was excited about this. We were just talking off the air about how excited we were about this because it's so fun. So I have a tarot deck. I have my normal Rider-Waite I'm using today. What do you got over there, Marlena?
Oh, you know, I have my whole pack. So I've got my Rider-Waite. And then I also have, I know you love this one, my Light Seer's Tarot by Chris Ann Donnelly. This is one with all those bright and beautiful colors.
Yes.
And then I have my old faithful, my first deck that I ever got when I was 16. Got my Shadowscapes deck, these beautiful like amethyst colors. Oh, yeah, watercolor, I love it. And then I have my Whispers of the Ocean Oracle deck too, just, you know, keep things all nice and affirmations.
Yay! All right. Well, look at all these folks ready for a reading, man. We're busy already. All right. So let's see. How about I'll take Sarah. I'll do Sarah over here. And I'm just going to pull one card, I think, because we'll just keep going here. So if you guys are looking for a tarot reading, if you have a question or if you just have something general, no big deal, just throw your comments up there.
Yeah, Eve, let me know if you have a specific question or an area, or if you just want me to pull a random general card for you, your energy right now. Let me, hi, Talia.
So weird story with Sarah over here. Sarah, I was shuffling my deck and there was one card that was flipped over compared to all the other cards. So I'm going to go with that card. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I love jumper cards. I'm like, okay, I'm listening.
Me too. And the card's the Lovers. Sarah, here's the thing about the Lovers. So the archetype in general of the Lovers obviously is about partnership and love. But what's really jumping out to me in here, can I tell you, by the way, really weird to use your clairvoyance backwards on the computer screen. I'm reading this way, but it's fun. So what's really jumping out to me, Sarah, is this big giant angel over top here. So I would say a couple things, Sarah. If you are in a partnership, I would say that there is some kind of healing energy or angelic energy that's protecting, you know, kind of covering the relationship. If you're not in a relationship, Sarah, then there's some kind of angel protection. But the bottom line is, what I get when I look at this card for you is that there's something healing. I don't feel like it's like all roses. I feel like there's something in the love and relationship space. And gosh, I'm even getting a message that it might be a friend. This may be a friend, Sarah, that's coming in here. So I don't know if you've had something going on with a friendship, something that needs healing, but it's healing. And I get that this angel and this light is like over top and like surrounding and holding this energy. And the other message that I get that's kind of landing right now for you, Sarah, is whatever this is, whatever the situation is for you, whatever's happening in the relationships compartment of your life, it's really important to give space and healing light and love to that relationship, or to the relationship even with yourself. So this is need for space, healing and light. So I hope that that helped. I hope that did something for you. Oh my gosh. So that is what I have for you, Sarah. And you can comment if you have anything you want to share or add on that at all. So there we go. All right. Look at all these folks. You guys are.
I'm so excited. Hi, guys. I see everyone's saying they're like excited that we're here. I'm excited you're here. Hi.
We're all happy. All right.
Okay. I see Eve got a bit more specific with what she's talking, what she's looking for. So I'll pull a couple cards for you, Eve. So she's looking for some direction on meeting that special person. Okay.
Oh, thank you, Sarah. Sarah's just confirming that I'm right. Thanks for the validation, Sarah. I'm happy to hear that. Love and light, sweet angels. You know what angel I think of is Sandalphon for some reason. I'll type that in the comments. Sandalphon comes to mind, Sarah, for you. So.
Okay. All right. So I pulled three just to keep it, you know, short and sweet for you, Eve. So first of all, I'm going to start with what's working for you or what has worked for you in the past. So here we have the Hermit card. Mm. And I know you just finished pulling this card earlier. But when it comes to romance and the Hermit card, you know, you might be wondering, like, how is that what works for me? Like the alone one is what works for me. The Hermit is all about also that inner knowledge. So knowing yourself. So, you know, what works for you is even though you might be looking for that person or waiting for them to come on in, you have done the work or you are doing the work to get to know yourself better and understand yourself better because, you know, we're constantly evolving. So it's not like you wake up one day and you're like, I know myself now, I'm done. You know, I'm never going to surprise myself ever again. But the point is you are doing the work to get to know yourself and understanding yourself is a big part in understanding what you're looking for in a relationship and how maybe you can work on how you interact in relationships. Possibly something that's working against you or has worked against you in the past is the Three of Swords, right? So, you know, we've all been hurt in the past, or even if you didn't have some big breakup, it could also sometimes just be disappointment. So maybe you get your hopes up really quickly and you get disappointed often. This is kind of reminding you that don't feel so like it's the end, you know? So the Three of Swords hurts, but it doesn't kill you. It's one of those, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger kind of things. You understand, you adjust your expectations and you feel the pain and then you grow from the pain. So between this and getting to know yourself better, it seems like you are really evolving and maybe changing how you are looking at relationships or expecting people to show up in relationships. You know, maybe I feel like, especially when I was younger, I used to watch a lot of like TV and read a lot of books. So, you know, you fall in love with fantasy, with like fictional characters. And then you're like, why aren't boys like this in real life? They're not, you know, but that doesn't mean that you don't have good men out there or women, but you know, they're real people. And just like we change and we surprise ourselves, our partners are allowed to change and evolve. So it's that kind of getting to know yourself and coming to terms with the fact that sometimes people will disappoint you. But just because someone has disappointed you doesn't mean that they're, you know, someone that you should, you know, cut things off with. It, you know, we're allowed to make mistakes. And then finally, the King of Cups showed up, which to me says, even though you've been disappointed in the past, you have somebody on the way who it's a masculine energy, but it's a very empathetic energy. It's not someone who sees you as some competitor or is threatened by you if you're successful or ambitious. This is someone who is like kind of that shoulder to cry on. They're strong, but they're a good listener. And, you know, that sounds good to me. So it seems like it's not far off and that you're doing the work that you're doing right now and the expectations work that you're doing right now is going to help lead you to that person. It doesn't seem like something you're going to have to fight your way through. To me, I see this as something like, because you're doing this work, they will naturally be attracted to you.
Love it. That's awesome. All right. I'm going to go to Sherry here. I pulled some cards for you, Sherry. So Sherry wanted a reading, and I think it was just general. So yeah. I pulled three cards. So This is, I pulled what's behind you, where you are, and what's in front of you. So what's behind you is the Judgment card in the Tarot deck. And, you know, what's the Judgment card can be exactly that, judgment, right? But honestly, it also, I don't know if you guys can see this in the card, but this, it's so gray. It's a lot of paperwork and like logistics and tediousness. And I don't know. So when I see this, what's behind you, Sherry, or what's in the past for you is having to deal with like, the structure and the paperwork. And that whether that's your, was your day job or, you know, just conventional life or whatever that was, that's in the past. Also self-judgment. So self-judgment is also in the past for you, I would say. So where you are in the present is this bad boy. And, you know, he's the pessimist because he's focused on these cups that are spilled, but he has two full cups behind him. That's what you always have to remember. So where you're at right now, I would say you're a little disappointed right now about things, whatever that is, whatever you're disappointed about in your life, you're feeling some disappointment. And just don't forget that there's two full cups behind you. Like, just don't forget that. Don't forget that you still have all of this nature and this creek and all these beautiful things, even though you're disappointed in what you've lost. And where you're headed, I just love, where you're headed, Six of Cups. This is abundance and fruitfulness and fertility, but it also could be love and romance. This is about community and friendship. So you're not alone. You're not alone. And you're headed into a time of abundance. This actually, for some reason, feels like a new home to me, too, within 6 months, this says. Six months or by June of next year. So there's a new home. There's possible love, there's gifts and, you know, connections and gifts with community. So you're headed to this really great place. So even though you're feeling a lot like this right now, you're headed to a really beautiful, fruitful, abundant space. So there you go. All right.
Okay. So I pulled some cards for Michelle. And let me, I don't know if you could see as I was pulling them, I just started smiling really big, Michelle. I love these cards. Okay. So I just pulled some general ones because I didn't see a specific, oh, okay. Trying to see what my talents are. Yes. Okay. Well, it still makes sense here and it looks good. So trying to see what your talents are. The first card I got was the Seven of Cups reversed. So to me, when I saw it this way, normally the Seven of Cups is all about having options, but kind of to the extreme, like you have too many options. And I feel like with the Seven of Cups reversed, it's kind of saying that, you know, don't feel like you have to quite narrow it down quite yet. Like you don't have to be specific. What you choose right now isn't necessarily what you, you know, you're not married to it. You don't have to be stuck to it for the rest of your life. So maybe picking an avenue instead of, you know, picking a specific door, if that makes sense. Because you have the option, like you're not tripping yourself up by having more than one choice. When it's upright, you know, you're kind of, you might be holding yourself back by looking at too many things at once. But I feel like in this case, doing some inner work, like looking inside at the options, but how you feel about the options internally, instead of looking at them on paper and being like, well, what makes sense financially or, you know, what's physically closest, like doing some meditation and some self-inquiry about like, how do I feel when I think of these different talents that I have? What is my, like my body's reaction? Like pull your, ground yourself, pull your energy into your body. And like, what sensations do I feel when I think about option A, B, or C, right? The next two are what made me so happy. So you have all of these options. And then the next two cards, you have the Nine of Cups, which is, you know, wish fulfillment, galore, abundance. You know, she's opening that treasure chest and celebrating. She's, you know, throwing them up in the air because there's enough to go around. So to me, it's saying, it's kind of reinstating what this one is saying. So you have all of these options and it's like, you don't have to worry about which one you pick because it's a golden road, honey. Like it's going to go well, you know, whichever way, because you're talented, period. So it's really going to be about which of those ideas, which of those talents sparks this feeling inside of you. Like, I want you to feel like this when you think about that option. You know, you can be good at a lot of things, but you might be really good at painting, but it's not something that brings you joy. You might prefer dancing. So whichever of those options gives you this feeling, even if it's not the one that you think you're quite the best at yet, because the following card is the Page of Wands. And I'd never noticed this before, but I actually love how in this deck, they're almost in the same pose.
Oh, wow. That's so cool.
So I saw them show up together and I was like, that is amazing. I hear you. And so to me, this is again saying like, you don't have to stress so much about being, you know, married to whichever one you've been told you're the best at in the past. Because the Page of Wands is all about embracing the learning journey. You may not be the star of the show quite yet, but you're learning how to hone your craft and you're enjoying the process. So again, that's why I'm saying like, choose the talent that makes you happy when you're doing it, because it's going to take work. I'm not saying that like, you're going to pick the one you like best and then, you know, $1 million is just going to be like, hey girl, here you go. Like it's going to take some work, but that's why I'm saying like, pick the one that, you know, you get those butterflies and you're like, I'm really excited about that. I'm not an expert at it yet. You're allowed to start something before you feel like you are the ultimate expert. If you hold yourself back waiting to be perfect at something, you might never start. And that's, you know, it's so sad. Sometimes you just have to decide that's what you want to do and commit to being the apprentice and learning and just jumping in and having joy in the learning process. But I think it looks really good. So doing the inner work, figuring out which of these talents and avenues feels best for you inside. So which one excites you inside the most? So it might not be the one you've won the most awards for. It might not be the one that's closest to you, but the one that makes you happiest, because you're going to need that energy and that joy, because it's going to attract that wish fulfillment and abundance to you. And it's going to be easier when you're doing the work that's going to be necessary for whichever avenue you pick. You're going to need to do the work. So you might as well do the work that you love.
Love it. Wow, that's cool. You know what? That pose is interesting because it's kind of like a half moon pose too. So I wonder, there's something more to that somehow. I don't know what that is, but there's something more to it.
Yeah.
I like it. Oh my gosh, that's so good. Michelle Krantz, I'm going to shuffle some cards for you. If you have anything in particular, you can throw it out, but I'm just going to pull a couple cards for Michelle. Thank you guys for all your awesome participation. I love it. Let's see here. Michelle. I feel like Michelle has got stress for some reason. I definitely feel that. Oh, this is interesting. Okay. So, Michelle. One of the cards, these are the cards I pulled. So we have Ace of Wands, and Knight of Swords. Okay, Ace of Wands was reversed. Gosh, everything's backwards on here. It's so like confusing, but anyway, it was reversed. So for me, when I read reversed, I just see it as low energy. It's either waxing or waning, right? So that's kind of how I read them. But this Knight of Swords, so when I look at your energy, Michelle, like as I was shuffling the cards, it feels like there's something burdening you. There's some kind of stress or burden or something. There's something going on here, Michelle. There's something happening that is going on in your energy. And when I get pulled the Knight of Swords, you know, he's like a swooper. It's like swift energy coming in. Often it's unexpected, and sometimes it can be stressful or something. Sometimes it can be, you know, really great too. It kind of depends, but it feels to me like there's something happening in your life that is stressing you out. And the thing is, Ace of Wands is a season of fall, which we're almost at, right? It's like September 20th. So we're almost to the season of fall. It's also a creative new beginning, right? So here's what I would say. Whatever's going on with you right now, Michelle, and you can throw it in the comments if you want more information, but whatever's happening that's come in and is like creating some kind of chaos or something, what I would say is you're going to be through it by the end of this month. You're going to be through it and things are going to, I see this like expansion. It's almost like you're walking on pins and needles or something, and all of a sudden you like come out of it and it's like, oof, okay, I'm out of the forest and things aren't poking me anymore and I'm in the meadow and I can see a lot farther into the future. So you're going to get through whatever's going on with your energy right now. You have frenetic energy, whatever's happening. So I hope that that helped, because it just feels like something's going on for you, but you're going to get through it and it's going to be okay. And oh, and I want to say the low energy reversed of the Ace of Wands, it just means that the new beginning, that creative flow, that opening just hasn't come yet, but I feel like it's on the way in. It's not on the way out. It's definitely on the way in. So hopefully that helped. All right.
I'm going to pull a card for Barbara. I don't see any specification for Barbara, so I'll just pull a general card for Miss Barbara.
Okay. Oh, I see Michelle wrote later down here. She wrote other comments. She's trying to find what my talents are, would like to change careers. Oh, that's good. That makes so much sense with what we just saw then, because if you're struggling, if the forest that's poking you is all the struggle, and you're thinking of changing careers, this fall will be a good time to do that because that's your new beginning energy. So I hope that still aligns pretty well with what you were looking for, Michelle. So.
Okay, Barbara. So I pulled three cards for you. And so I got the Knight of Swords, the Page of Pentacles, and the Hanged Man. Now, to me, I feel like this is kind of a mixture of energies going on in these cards. So, you know, the Knight of Swords, we were just talking about, it's kind of like sometimes you want to rush in, particularly kind of like showing what you got. It's not like the Knight of Wands who's just racing around for the sake of travel and just, I want to try everything once. The Knight of Swords is, you know, running around for a purpose. You know, you have a goal or you want to show your value in a new situation or new group of people, and you want to show that you are a capable communicator. But yeah, exactly like that. You're rushing into something, and sometimes it pays to slow down a little bit. So you got the Page of Pentacles. So maybe if you're in a situation where either you're rushing into something or you feel like things should be moving faster than they are, it could be a good idea to lean into this time to instead kind of use this time to learn more, to slow down and kind of go back over the basics of whatever it is that you're trying to do. And if it's a relationship with somebody, then looking at the foundations of your relationship, it's more about learning the basics of things and being open to, you know, new opportunity. So it could be that good news is coming in soon. So don't rush it because, you know, something good will probably be on its way to you, but use this time as an opportunity for learning as well. And then the last card being the Hanged Man, to me, again, you know, reinstills this thought with the Page of Pentacles that something is coming soon, but there's no need to rush for it. Just hang out, because if you rush into something, you might miss what it is that's trying to come to you. You know, you might pass each other on the street because you're going too fast and it was on the way, but you're not home, you know? So kind of just be a little patient. I know it might be uncomfortable in this waiting period, but try to see what you can learn from this moment of pause or this slower period for you, Barbara, because there is something on the way, but there's something that needs to be learned before it gets there so that you can make the most out of that opportunity, okay? That helps you.
Wait. Oh my God, I love your cards. I'm like, I've got card envy. I'm sorry to my babies. I don't mean to be mean to them. I'm going to do Elisa said she'd like a reading, and then later she posted a question that she's waiting for her immigration application, hoping it will arrive before the end of this year. So I'm going to do a timing question. I'm just going to pull, I'll just pull two cards, and I'm just really looking at the timing of, oh, wow. And, one of the cards just fell out and it's season. So,
wow.
See here. Yeah. So we'll see. Do we think your application is going to arrive by the end of this year? This seems soon to me. So the season of summer fell out, which we're still in here in the Northern Hemisphere, and also the nine of wands. So, whew, that could be this month. I mean, really, that could be now on September 20th that you would get this application. So you better follow up and let us know if it like shows up all of a sudden. Worst case, it would not come until next summer, but that doesn't feel right to me. And this nine could be September. It could be 9 days, 9 weeks, 9 months. So My gut feeling right now, so my cards are saying it could very well happen in the next 3 weeks, really, is what it's saying. September before the end of the summer. For some reason, I feel like between now and the end of October. So I actually do think you're going to get it before the holiday season, Elisa. So let us know if I'm right. And if it shows up, but it feels like it's happening. If it doesn't, it would be delayed probably 9 months. And you're probably looking at more, let's see, 9 months would be June of next year, which also lines up with this, to be honest. But it does feel like it's moving to me. I don't feel like it's that far out. So my sense is it's going to happen sooner than you think. So there's that for the team. All right.
All right. So I'm just going to pull a few for Jackie. Okay.
All right.
So you said general, Jackie. So I'm just going to take these as they are. This is quite the little journey three cards go on. So the first one, and I love this card in this deck. I mean, I love Judgment in general, because I just think it's such a deep card in the Major Arcana. But I love it in this deck. This is the Judgment card.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry.
I know this.
You can see
everything's backwards. God, that's gorgeous. Man, those cards are gorgeous. Oh, I want them so bad. I might order them right now while we're talking. Like, those are too good.
I love them so much. And they've been sold out for like half the summer. People love them. They're amazing. And their creator is such a gem. I love her. So the Judgment card, Jackie, I personally love this card because, like I said, there's so many layers to it. So on the surface, it could be that right now you're being kind of hard on yourself and you're in a period where you're either judging yourself harshly or you feel like others are judging you harshly. But on a deeper level, I think, and it's beautifully represented by this picture, it's kind of recognizing the need to release a certain aspect of yourself or a certain version of yourself in order to move on to a higher or more peaceful level. And you can see in this image that, you know, it's not something that she's ashamed of or like she's pulling that side of herself out and, you know, throwing it on the ground and moving on. Like, it's not that kind of attitude where there's a disdain for this version of herself. It's just an acceptance that that was a version of herself or an energy or a conflict response. Like, you know, you don't have to throw your whole personality away. It just might be a coping mechanism that isn't healthy anymore, that might have been something that helped you, really helped you in a certain period, but it's just not what you need anymore. And she's releasing it with love. And it's one of those things where sometimes when you're being called onto something new, you have to let go of certain things so you can accept it. It's like you, if you have arms full of stuff and someone's trying to give you a trophy or something else, you don't have room. You have to put something down or some things down to make room for the new gifts or the new experiences. So evaluating what there is in your life that maybe doesn't serve you anymore, but did serve a purpose at some point, and releasing it with love and being gentle with yourself in this period, because it is a transformational period for you. And so, you know, you might feel kind of like, there are some ups and downs, or I thought I learned this lesson already. Why am I going through this again? Like, you know, don't be so hard on yourself, because sometimes we the lesson repeats is needed. That doesn't mean that you didn't do it right the first time or anything like that. It's just, that's a natural part of being human. Sometimes, you know, we learn the lesson more than once, and that's okay. It doesn't mean that you did anything wrong, but just being aware and releasing it with love so that you can move on. And it's always, you know, calling you on to something that is your higher self or moving on to something better, which is echoed in the fact that the next card is the Six of Wands. And I love it in this deck. Well, obviously, you know, I can't say I love it in this deck with every card in this deck. Very obviously, I love this deck.
Period. Everyone knows the name of the deck, so you got to tell everyone.
It is the Lightseer's Tarot by Chris Ann Donnelly. And I'll show you the packaging in a second so that you can recognize it when you see it online.
Ordering right now while you're doing this reading.
it's on Barnes & Noble, it's on Amazon, and of course check out your local bookstore. But there's some problems with the Lightseer's Tarot with a lot of like counterfeit versions, knockoffs and stuff. So if you I'll put a bunch of stuff in the comments so that you can identify an authentic one. So, you know, that the creator gets her dues. But yes, Jackie, the Six of Wands. So, you know, once you've released this aspect of yourself, especially if it's something where you're judging yourself so harshly that maybe you're holding yourself back from what you want or trying something new. Once you've released that judgment or released whatever that is that was holding you back or that you couldn't take on any of those new opportunities, the Six of Wands, you can see she's like a superstar. She's at a stage. She's got people down in the audience. Everyone's reaching up for her. I don't know if you can see the hands. But, you know, it's definitely one of those, you're in the spotlight, the world is your stage, and it's well earned. So if this is a scenario where you have imposter syndrome, the Six of Wands is not empty victory. The Six of Wands is, you know, you've come out the other side of the battle and you have won something and you deserve the accolade. Now, the important thing to remember with the Six of Wands is that as much as you're being celebrated here, you know, you've won the battle, but you may not have won the war necessarily. So like I said, the inner work, the party don't stop. So, you know, it's a continuous journey of getting to know yourself and, you know, just self-love and self-improvement goes on and on. But once you've done that judgment work and you've let that go and you have that success and you get to feel what it's like to know, I did this work, I deserve this praise, and you enjoy it. But just remember, when you're moving forward, continue to love yourself. Continue to keep that like seed of love in your heart. And I think with the Ace of Cups as well, this could potentially be a blockage that's been holding you back from love. Mm. So from like genuine, basic, just like the stirrings of love. So if you've been in the past someone who is very like, I like passion, let's go, I meet you, love at first sight, when are we getting married? You know, a lot of people are like that. That's what we see in movies all the time. If it's not instant fire, then well, something must be wrong, you know? But the Ace of Cups is all about those like first, those gentle stirrings, you know, that are valid. And those gentle feelings are the ones that last. And so it could be that after you've done this work of releasing whatever it is that's holding you back and believing that you deserve to be celebrated, then once you've cultivated that root of love within yourself, that genuine, like the seed of love will be attracted to you because you radiate it, you know, and people want to be close to that. So yeah, there's your general reading for you, Jackie.
Oh, Marlena, you're so great. I just love listening to you read. It's so great.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Who was that we were just, okay. So
Jackie. Hi, Rachel.
Let me find one. Okay, so Claire, did we read Claire yet?
No.
I don't think so. Okay, Claire. Let's see. Is there anything in particular Claire wants? I'm learning I have to scroll through the comments here.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. Claire. I'm going to pull one card for Claire. See if one jumps out. All right, Claire, Temperance. Oh, the Patience card. This card used to drive me crazy because I'm not very patient.
Yeah.
But one thing about Temperance, see how one foot is in the water and one foot is on land. So this is all about being balanced, you know, being able to keep one foot in the ethereal realms and keep one foot grounded on the earth, you know? And for some reason, the water really jumps out to me in this card today for you. So I feel like perhaps there's been some emotional stuff that's been going on. I mean, who hasn't had that this year, to be quite honest? But it feels like those waves, you've been kind of in these emotional waves, is my sense. And I really want you to notice this bright, bright light coming out of this mountain back here, this bright, bright light. And I feel like there's something coming out of the light for you that's going to kind of calm down and maybe even dry up some of these waves. So it's really about staying balanced, being patient, riding out the storm, staying connected to spirit and the angels. That's really what I feel for you. And the other thing that I feel, Claire, is I actually feel a grandmother coming through for you. I feel her energy really strong for some reason. And just this warmth and this love energy from a grandmother towards you. So you're being held in the other planes and the other dimensions. You're being held with love for you. It's gonna be okay. And all of this is gonna clear up. The skies are clear. It's just a little bit of a bumpy ride right now. So that's what I feel for you, Claire. All right. Oh, welcome, Rachel. We got lots of folks coming in here. I gotta scroll. We have so many comments, you guys. Thank you for like being such great participants.
Yes.
Where we're at.
This is so much fun.
Claire. Okay. All right.
All right. Marlena. Okay. Okay, so I see Nadine was asking, she has two side ventures, how will they go? So I pulled a card of like, you know, the direction that they're going in at the moment, and then just some advice, right? So the first venture I pulled was the Knight of Wands. So, you know, she's drumming to the beat of her own drum. And you can see the stallion in the back. It's all this fiery energy. So, you know, it's one of those things you're like, I want to go, I want to start, I want to make progress. Like, I don't want to plan, I want physical action that's happening right now, which in a way is really good, you know, because sometimes, hey, I've been a huge procrastinator in the past. And like, you can plan yourself like 6 months out and you haven't actually done anything, but you're like, yeah, but I'm planning, okay? And the Knight of Wands is like, I don't wanna plan, what are we doing? You know, we're not planning, we're going. This is how it's like, get on the horse, let's go. And so that's kind of the energy that is required in that first venture. And the result, again, I'm so happy to see this card come up for everybody, is the Nine of Cups. So it's that wish fulfillment card. So it requires action. If it's something that you've been kind of hesitant about, or, you know, very often we're kind of scared to start because we're scared of what the reaction will be or that it won't be good enough. You know, you got a first draft is better than a blank piece of paper. You can't edit nothing, you know? So even if you're someone who prefers to plan and the Knight of Wands kind of makes you nervous, just commit to doing a draft or an outline and just putting a lot of passion and energy into that and not editing yourself. And then, because you can always go back and edit it, but it's just committing to doing something. And so that's what that first venture requires. And there's going to be a payoff for putting the work, like physical work in for that. You don't, if you're waiting for permission, the Knight of Wands is like, I don't need permission. I'll apologize later, you know? So just go ahead and get started so that you have, you know, some work that you can look at and put together. So if you do need to put a proposal together or something, that you've at least started amassing the raw material that you need, if that makes sense. So for the second venture, we got the Devil. So in this deck, you can see he's kind of like the puppeteer. Yeah. So this second venture might be messing with you a little bit mentally, or you might be feeling like there is someone in the way. For getting in your, for making progress with the second venture. But I think the thing that's really important with the Devil card is to remember that, especially in the traditional tarot decks, when the Devil is there, he normally has like the Lovers next to him too, and they're chained up. But the biggest thing, the important thing to notice is that even though they're chained, those chains are loose enough for them to take off themselves if they wanted to. And so the Devil is all about like having an awareness of things that are binding you, but also your own personal power in the situation as well. And how sometimes the awareness, having an awareness of the problem is the first step to getting out of the problem. And so just remembering, if you feel like someone's in the way, that, you know, you're the captain of this ship, okay? You know, you are still the one who's in control. They can't control you unless you give them the power to control you. Or like what you can do now is, if they literally are a superior who's in your way, then you can do the work that's needed now, trusting that with the help of others, because this was the other card that came up, really lean on your support system. If this is a specific person that's blocking you, or if it's some kind of, you know, sometimes it represents addiction. And so that doesn't necessarily need to be like substance. It can also be, are you someone who spends a lot of time on social media? Like, is procrastination your drug? Like I said, normally when the devil shows up, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm supposed to be working right now. You know, it's all depending on what it is for you. But if it's a person, then leaning on your support group with your friends for just reminding yourself that you're loved, you can get through this, you're not alone. And if it's some kind of addiction that you have, or you know, temptation that you have that's getting in the way of making progress on this venture, then communicating and telling your friends, saying, hey guys, I'm kind of struggling staying accountable with this venture, or like I'm feeling overwhelmed, because a lot of the time procrastination is overwhelm that's kind of showing up in your body, protecting yourself from disappointment. It's really convoluted. But if you tell your friends, I'm kind of struggling with this, I feel a little overwhelmed, can you help me? Your friends are what you need in this second venture for sure. So I hope that helped.
Love it. Love it. All right, I'm going to do Linda. 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 Let's see. It's totally snowing here in Colorado right now, you guys. It's pretty awesome. I've got my new fluffy vest I just got on. I don't know why.
You're that's so lucky.
I know. Well, I was just looking out my window and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's totally snowing. This is so crazy. I thrive in fall and winter. So
me too. It's so hot here all year.
Oh yeah. I don't know how you're doing it, girl. I lived on Maui for a year and island life is pretty awesome, but I definitely snow. I missed it. Yeah. Weird to be there at Christmas and like
full on beach day.
Okay, Linda, I pulled the King of Pentacles for you. Man, this is a power card, and I sure feel it for you, too. This is like take charge, take control of your money, abundance is, I mean, King of Pentacles, he is the completion, essentially, of the Pentacle suit. You know, that's the person who is in charge of their financial abundance. They usually have financial freedom, and when I look at this, I don't know that it really is so financial for you, but what I see is this is really about you stepping into your wisdom and owning your wisdom. I feel like this is wisdom instead of money. It's like you are this King of Pentacles. It's time to just take your power back and be in your power, light your light, light your fire, like be strong. Like I just get this really strong energy that it's just time for you to stand in your power. I know that was quick, but that was pretty potent card.
All right, I see Rachel asked for one, so I'm gonna pull. I'm gonna pull her a tarot card, and I'm gonna pull her a Whispers of the Oceans card, since I know she's an island girl like me.
I love it. Do it. And I'll read you Claudette. So while she's pulling for Rachel, I'll pull for you. Cards are falling out over here. Don't you love it when they just fall out?
Yes.
Man,
like, what do you have to say? Tell me.
Yes.
What are your secrets?
I love it. Ooh, boy. I'm excited for Claudette. I mean, Claudette's going to be on the show soon. I think tomorrow, Claudette.
I love her art so much. We went to her studio. You know, of course, Julie was my teacher in high school. So, you know, she was Mrs. Yeah. Hoyle when I was in high school. And we actually went to Claudette's art studio as a field trip. I think when we were seniors. And her artwork is so beautiful. And I love Claudette's work.
It's so beautiful. And Claudette, if you guys want to see Claudette's artwork, she is on the OneHeartOneEarth.net website. So she is one of our OHOPE contributors. And she is just gorgeous, gorgeous artist. She has a gallery up on the site now. You guys can check that out. So, all right. Go, Marlena. I'll be quiet.
Okay. So, Rachel, I pulled one card for you from the Light Seers Tarot. And it's the Eight of Pentacles. So this card is a card of basically mastering your craft and really leaning into your work and kind of thinking of yourself as like the spider that's weaving the web of your story, like becoming the master of what you do. and having joy in it. Like, you can see that, you know, it's a card about working, but these are all these kind of like magical materials that she has around her. She's got these herbs, she's got her candle in her hand, you know, her books, and she's ready to make magic. But before you can make magic, you know, you got to know the basics. You can't just jump into something looking down, you know, the book while you're trying to do it. You know, you have to do the work first and learn the basics and really have a desire to become a master in what you're doing. And I know that you do. And the Whispers of the Oceans card that you got was take note. And you've got these beautiful, beautiful feels. It says your answers are being given to you. Quieting external voices and excessive noise will give you the chance to hear what's being offered. So I feel like these two echo each other really well as well, because I think the advice here would be kind of lean into your work and lean into the magic of your work so that it doesn't feel, you know, grindy or, you know, cubicle, like that it's something, especially with your line of work, it's not just numbers. It's about, you know, grounding us all and basically the bigger, broader picture. It's healing work. So really leaning into this, your work at this time, because there are messages coming through or there is someone who's going to reach out that is going to help you in that process, but you have to be, you know, you have to be there when they call, kind of thing. But energetically, I'm not saying tie yourself to the desk for the rest of the month, but you know what I mean? Kind of get into that energy where remember what it is that makes your work like this magical table, you know, what the possibility, the endless possibility that comes in constantly becoming and enjoying being the expert, because that never stops. If you want to be the expert, you're always learning and it's fun. So yeah, just enjoy that process and be open to messages that are going to be coming around, and because, you know, they will be. And I know, especially, you know, with this time of year, we're like very sensitive, because I mean, last week I took the week off. I was like radio silent on social media because it was like the Dorian anniversary. And so I feel like, especially for the people that were like, how we were here for that, I think we're all very sensitive still this month, and especially like last week. So just leaning into whatever messages you're getting, because they're there to help you. Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Oh, Claudette. So I love what I pulled for you, and I don't even know why, but I love it. So the first card I pulled is this guy. Ooh, seven swords.
Sneaky. So,
Claudette, you're trying to go forward. You're trying to go forward, but see how he's looking over his shoulder? It's like you keep getting pulled back into the old. So you're trying to make some kind of quantum leap, change, shift, movement in a new direction. And yet you keep getting pulled backwards to the past, to what you did in the past. So the other card is the Queen of Swords, which she's like, she's like, boom, like, bam. So honestly, Claudette, it looks to me like you're trying to make a change and it's been hard and you keep getting pulled back into whatever you were doing before. And what I would say is you want to be this Queen of Swords. You want to be the one who just cuts through the BS essentially with your sword, right? And just demands the change. So it's time to just demand the change and go forward. And I feel like I want to pull one more card about what that going forward is. So I'm going to do that. Let's see. Ooh, I got it. Ooh, okay. So the card I pulled is Ace of Cups. Ooh. So you're where you're going, I can't ever figure this out. We're going to learn how to know. Okay. So this is your new beginning going forward. And you know what? This is an M. Did you know that? And did you know that this is the cup of Christ and the M is for Mary Magdalene? Did you guys know that about the tarot cards? This is Christ's cup. It's also Gabriel. Gabriel is known by the golden chalice, right? Archangel Gabriel. And this is also your peace dove up here, which actually represents the Mary complex. The Mary memory complex is Mary Magdalene, Mother Mary, Mother Teresa, every Mary you could possibly think of, right? There's Kali, right? Mahakali, Mahadurga. I mean, all of those goddesses, fire goddesses, those are all. So where you're headed, Claudette, I would say it has to do with the divine feminine. It has to do with healing. It has to do with emotion and intuition, right? And because you're an artist, it seems to me that this is like a new energy, just like, you know, just like a psychic might channel a new group of beings. Like as an artist, you're still channeling. And it feels like you're bringing in a whole new group of light beings or a whole new memory complex that you're going to be working with as an artist. And so this feels like another book. It feels like more art. It feels like it's a lot of what you are getting pulled back into, but it's how can I do it in a new and different way? How can I experience this new energy coming through, even though the medium might be the same? How can it be different? That would be the question I would ask myself. So don't, when you get caught getting pulled back into your old reality, just say no. Just be the Queen of Swords and be like, nope, I'm not going into my reality. I am going into my quantum reality. Whew! Love it. Man, that was an hour. I mean, that's like pretty awesome. Like we rolled through a lot of people. I hope you guys all love that.
Yeah.
Every month. So let's pull a card for each other. We have to do it.
Okay.
I'm going to pull a card for you. You can pull a card for me. Just so you know, that artist who made the Light Seers Tarot has a new deck coming out December 29th. I just pre-ordered it on Amazon. I'm sorry, because I'm trying not to shop on Amazon, but it's really hard to let that go. But I'm trying to leave that. But anyway, I'm getting a whole new deck. It's called The Creator or something or other. It looks really cool. So.
Yes, the sacred Creator's Oracle deck.
Yes, so I just pre-ordered that.
I want that.
Yes.
I want that. It's so funny. Like she made that deck. I think that's like the second edition of the deck because it was one of those cards that inspired me really to be more open, you know, because for people who know my story, I've been reading tarot since I was 16. And I've been reading for others for the past 4 years. But I haven't been like publicly open with it because it's still pretty taboo where I live. And I did not do that until June of this year. So a couple of months ago, I'd been doing this, but I'd been doing it, you know, really quietly. And it was actually an interview with her where she was talking about a specific card. And the card in that deck says, befriend the word polarize. Mm. And she was basically talking about like, if you have, you know, no opinion on anything, or if you're just always kind of like riding that middle line, then, you know, there's very little room for authenticity because authenticity doesn't ride the middle line. And it was really that card and the idea of that card that made me realize, you know, polarization isn't always bad. Contrast is good sometimes. So just, you know, be open and be, you know, far out on that side if that's who you are, if that's what's authentic to you. So I really want that deck.
Well, we got to get that author on the show, don't you think?
Oh my gosh, yes.
We got her as a guest on Tarot Tuesdays, like in 2021. I think that would be cool. Let's do it.
That would make me so happy.
It is so. It will occur. Okay. This is a card I pulled for you, Marlena. Four of Swords. And so obviously this shouts like rest. Rest.
Mm-hmm.
But the read I get for you is your mind wants to rest. There's a lot of stuff going on up here.
Mm-hmm.
Gray, you know, the gray is real. This is why I like Rider-Waite, because the colors, it's so mental.
It's so clear. Yes.
Oh, gosh. And so I just get that you're mentalizing a lot of things right now. And this is a reminder to get rest. And when you get rest, it's like you can come back into your heart. And when you're back in that, it's because you're so heart-centered anyways, but it feels like you're feeling a little bit like you're getting stuck in the mental capacities of your life. And it's time to pull yourself back into your heart and bring all the rosy red pink energy back into your space. That's what I feel. I feel like you need like a spa day.
Lisa, you do not know. Like it's so funny because, and that's really on point with like what I was working on that today, really, because like I was talking about last week and how last week was, you know, the anniversary of Hurricane Dorian and everything. And I had taken the week off from readings because I kind of anticipated, I was like, I feel fine right now, but I don't know how I'm going to feel, you know, when the week actually comes. And it's exactly like you're talking about in that card. I was physically resting, you know, I was off and I was kind of giving myself, I said that I gave myself permission to not do anything and not to put any pressure on myself last week. So like, you know, I was letting myself watch a lot of movies and, you know, watch TV and just let myself distract myself. But of course, you know, my brain was like, you're supposed to be doing something right now. You're supposed to be working, you know? So it was still that kind of stress that was present. And, you know, it was starting to manifest itself in my body. And it wasn't until I think yesterday that I was like, oh, that's not good. So today I actually did, I think that her name is Yoga with Adrienne on YouTube. So she does like beginners yoga videos. And she did one that was like hip opening and heart centered as well. Yeah. And I was just so grateful for that, you know, just drawing that attention back into just being open. So, yeah. And the point is you're on point as usual. You know, you're always right. That's all I'm saying. You know, you read me like a book.
Oh, I love it. Well, you know, what's funny is, you know, we forget, like, part of doing spiritual work for a living, and this is what everybody, I just want to say this to everybody. It's not easy. It's great. But you really do have to be like in a flow. And mm-hmm. when your body isn't flowing, you have to just stop. Everything.
Yeah, you have to ground you. You have to pull your attention back in.
Exactly. You also have to really like detach from everything when you hit that wall. And for me, mm-hmm. this laugh, and I'm telling you this because of what you just went through. But for me, I totally, you guys, binge watch Sex and the City. Right or wrong, it's totally not in the new reality. I get it. It's totally. It is not even compassionate, but the gal inside of me that like,
it's nostalgia, it's exciting.
Yes, it's like when I hit that wall and I hit it the end of last week, and like I do a monthly transmission for my community, and I did this huge transmission, and it just hasn't really sat right with me, and I hit this wall like you, mm-hmm. and I'm taking antibiotics, I've had strep throat, all this stuff, lost my mm-hmm. voice. And so like you, I hit that wall and it's like, you have to just stop. And like, I totally,
reset.
Yes. And I sat in a sauna for 2 hours and binge watched Sex and the City because it just reminds me of like fashion and love and just married and not dealing with any of that. But it's just, you got to have those moments. And sure enough, you know, I took all that time off. Well, I took 3 days off, but I did. I just rested and like you're talking about, like just checked my brain out. And sure enough, this morning, not only am I renewed and refreshed, but sure enough, this morning, it's like, I know what I need to do with this. I know what needs, like it was all coming, like with the transmission of everything.
Exactly.
And so, you know, today and tomorrow. And so it was just one of those things where sometimes you have to take a break and it has to be very mundane. Mm-hmm. Like it really needs.
Yeah. Yeah. I was watching One Tree Hill. Yeah, so it's not like I was watching some big, deep, you know, anything. But I think that's the point. You know, sometimes you just need the distance, and it just kind of gives you room to clear what's on your mind. You know, at the time, it doesn't need to be something profound.
No one.
But can, okay, so
yeah, no one can analyze. That's my word, by the way. No one can analyze everything all the time. It's just not possible. Yeah.
Okay. No.
I'll be quiet.
No. So I'm just, you know, all I'm saying is these two make it look like the rest has paid off because we were just talking about this card.
Yay.
You know, that really is your energy today because I saw your schedule today and I was like, oh my gosh, like you're busy today. You have, you know, like you've been on all day. But clearly, you know, we've had a lot of people with us today. This has been so much fun. Thank you so much, guys, for coming. But, you know, like, it's been kind of that return to the spotlight. And like you said, you feel good about it. So, you know, it's kind of like having that joy that you've gone through, you know, the battle or the fog of burnout and you've come back, you've done the work. And it's like, I'm excited to be here again. It's like, you know, stars go through burnout all the time. You know, they realize I don't want to tour anymore. I don't want to release another album, you know, and they take a break and then they come back and they're fresh and they're excited. And like, it's that kind of energy that I'm seeing here. And it's, and then we have this one, which is my favorite, the Queen of Wands. I find this card so inspiring. So you can see like she's surrounded by, I think like tea light candles.
Yeah, that's gorgeous.
What I love about this, and she's got this spark in her hand. And what I love about this card in particular is that she's seated, but in a way that like she's grounded to me. So even though she's a queen that's all about getting things done and, you know, progress and energy, it's not in a, she's not in a rush, and it's not to do things for the sake of getting things done. She's grounded in it and she's excited by it. And you see, she's got her cat. So I feel like even though she's making progress, she's still got intuition with her. It's not just purely, you know, what have we gotten done? You know, full steam ahead, whatever. It's very balanced. And, you know, I feel like this is totally you, because, you know, you've got all these things in the works, but you're still taking care of you, and they all have a purpose. And that's what brings that light forward. So here's your little mini reading.
That's, you're so spot on. And that's so great. And that's such great affirmation of how I feel. And I think it's fair to say too, both of those cards were wands, right? And
yes,
fall is like kicking off, and it's like, that is how I feel in fall. I feel I'm so Vata. I'm Vata Kappa. Mm-hmm. So I hate summer. And so I'm just so happy that it's snowing outside right now. It fills my,
that's so funny.
It's funny.
I feel like everybody's been talking about that today. I think people are just really tired of the heat, because I came running out of the kitchen earlier today because I was watching a video. There's a lady on YouTube. Her name is Kelly Rosano, and she does some like astrological forecasts. And I love her because if you go and watch her videos, she's just so bright. Like, her energy is so vibrant, and everything, even if it's kind of a lookout, you know, she's kind of saying it with a wink, and it's fun. So I love her videos. And she was talking about the new moon this month. And then she was like, yeah, and then we have the Libra equinox. And I was like, oh, the equinox is coming. Fall is almost here. I was so excited because summer is just too hot. I am very heat sensitive, and the Bahamas is very hot. So
yeah.
I am ready for fall breezes, which is probably still hot for everyone else. Like, I got excited this morning because I looked at the temperature and it was 75 degrees. And I was like, it's cold outside. Thank you. So yeah. I'm just very excited. I would love for outside to be cooler, because then I feel better.
Yeah, I'm the same way. And I definitely think, like, once the kids are done with school in the next decade, I guess, you know, my husband and I plan on moving to the high country. Like, I really want to go up in the mountains, up, you know, where it's consistently cool. I just don't like to be
nice. Hot.
I also am a fashion girl, and I like my layers, and it's just so comfortable in the summer. I mean, oh my God. Anyways, so you were right on the money also. And those cards are perfect because there's so many great things. There's so many great things. And something happened in the last 24 hours that just, it's like, oh my God, it just brought all the work together, and I just cannot wait until we can announce it. And it's
So exciting.
I just love you. I love that we're doing this every month.
I love you too. It's like, we were talking before the call, and I was saying how last week I was kind of in a funk and just really sad about the week that last week was. I got the email from Lisa saying, like, you know, really excited about next week. And I was like, oh yeah. Like, it was such a simple email, but I'm so excited. I really love doing this, you guys. And it really, it's so simple. It's just an hour, but it makes me really happy. So thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it makes me happy too. And thank you guys for joining. And Tarot Tuesdays, don't worry, is an installment, permanent installment for Buddhist Biohacker. And so is Julie Hoyle, who is up at 3:00 Mountain Time in just 90 minutes, which I can't wait for her either, because I miss her. Gosh, it's like too long every month. I'm like, oh, is it time to talk to her yet? So that makes me joyful, even though I've talked to her other times, but I love talking and having her on the show. And so that's exciting too. And so if you guys have not yet subscribed, please do. Also, we're on Twitter. We live stream on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, or if you know people that are, we have like 10 followers or something. It's so silly. So if you guys want to join us on Twitter, it's Buddha Biohack on Twitter. I guess I'll put the little banner up here, but you can catch us on there. And again, I've turned monetization off of Buddhist Biohacker. There might be still a few stragglers. We're cleaning up the YouTube channel right now, but I'd rather you just watch us ad-free. So if you want to become a patron of the Buddhist Biohacker, you can do so on our patron page. We would love, love, love that. And there's way more to come with that, like T-minus just a few days. I'm really excited to share what's coming out. And that's it. I love you guys. I love you, Marlena, and everybody.
I love you too.
I'll see you guys in 80 minutes.
Thanks for coming.
Bye.